Lodge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Another leak of military plans. ABC News confirming a New York Times report that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth discussed an attack on Yemen with his wife, brother, and others in a family signal chat. It's essentially the same attack plans he shared in a signal chat that included the editor of The Atlantic. ABC's Alex Prechet says in that case, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz took responsibility for adding the Atlantic editor.
But here, this one was created by Secretary Hegseth, the paper, and now ABC News also confirming that Hegseth used his private phone rather than his government one to access that chat.
Ahead of Monday on Wall Street, Dow futures are down more than 500 points. The shipping company DHL Express is, starting tomorrow, ending global shipments to the U.S. over $800, complaining of red tape at customs because of Trump tariffs. Tornado warnings are now up for five counties across central Missouri. This is ABC News. Closing statements expected this week in the trial of a woman already convicted of killing her own children. Lori Daybell is standing trial for another death and acting as her own attorney. ABC's Zareen Shaw reports.
Daybell facing a murder conspiracy charge in the 2019 killing of her then-estranged husband, Charles Vallow. During the trial, she drew objections from the prosecution over her cross-examination of Nancy Hancock, a woman who went on a date with Vallow the night before his death.
Do you go on dates with married men?
Naturally?
Argumentative. I'm going to also object under 611 for harassment.
So you spent your whole date getting to know each other, talking about me.
Don't flatter yourself. No, we did not spend the whole time talking about you.
The gunman charged with killing 23 people at a Walmart in 2019 in El Paso is expected to plead guilty to capital murder tomorrow to avoid execution. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WiskCaregiver.com gives you 2 great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WiskCaregiver.com.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. And welcome to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. Radio is also sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com.
Jimmy, it is time for the Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Power Takeoff is led by a dad with a bunch of kids from local legends of the Madison music scene. The unique lineup features former Weisenheimer drummer Scotty Tice on vocals, while his son Aiden sits behind the kit, guitarist Ethan Schluter, son of Last Crack guitarist Paul Schluter, and bassist Jacob Ripp. He's the son of Jim Ripp from the popular 80s band Chaser. And then we have Mikey over here, and he's not a dad, but we'll be talking about that in a second. Signed to Stryker Records, the band's latest single, Do You Wanna, has been climbing the secondary market rock chart and sitting at number 29. Power Takeoff is just behind Linkin Park, who's at 24. Power Takeoff is here in the studio tonight to tell us about their journey and perform live for us in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having us. Happy Easter.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, Scotty Tice, you were the drummer for the Weisenheimers, a very popular band for many years around Wisconsin, and no one can forget the song you wrote for the Green Bay Packers during their Super Bowl year with Brett Favre. Tell us a little about your time with that band.
It was, yeah, I mean, 9.5 years, almost 10 years. And I was pretty young. I was 19 back then when we started.
Wow.
So, yeah, yeah. And now I'm the dad of the group. Isn't that what's going on?
Things come around. But you guys play it all around the state.
Yeah, yeah, no, and we traveled and, you know, and did some East Coast stuff and some West Coast stuff. And, you know, I mean, that was a good time. It was a fun time to do that back then, you know. It was a little wilder and crazier.
you know,
weren't as many rules as there are now, right?
That's right.
We spoke with Doozy earlier, and they're going to be up at the draft in Green Bay next weekend. And they're doing a song. The NFL got in on it, and they're doing that with the NFL. And the Weisenheimers, you guys had that privilege to do that as well with Go.
Yeah,
Back
yeah,
Go.
You bet. Yeah, played a couple of those right outside Lambeau Field there when they're greeting everybody at 7:30 in the morning sometimes. Yeah. And played the night before, you know, and yeah. Feeling a little rough, but we always got through it with a smile on our face, right? So,
wow. Now, lead vocalist, how did you make that transition from drums? Were you always a singer?
I like to dabble in it a little bit, but I never really had a thought of it until kind of COVID came along. And obviously my son, Aiden, is a wonderful drummer. And we just kind of started writing songs in the basement and stuff. And, you know, just got hooked on it immediately. I always explain to somebody, remember, like when I played drums and, you know, you had your first gig at 14 or 15 years old, and you're probably playing a battle of bands or a high school dance in the gymnasium, right? And, but for me, it was like, it took me back to that time period because I was literally starting a new instrument. So, I mean, I'm just having a blast and learning a lot of, you know, good things and bad things as a singer,
right?
You know, what works, what doesn't.
But, old bad habits.
Yeah,
come
yeah. So, but yeah, no, I've made the switch, and I'm loving my time with these guys, and I sure enjoy it. And I've never been a big songwriter before, and this is kind of my first dab at that in the last 3 years.
That's right, because like as a drummer, you're always like every song is a cover.
Yeah, you know, you're a drummer. Yeah, you know, it's just
you don't have your own songs.
Just don't stop.
Guitar player leaves and they
don't
take
drop a stick and don't stop and you're good. You know, so but enjoying writing songs with these guys, and it's just a new venture for me and for these guys too. So
well, we're gonna learn about your band members tonight. But what inspired you to create the band Power Takeoff?
Like I said, I just started dabbling with doing some singing, and I had some friends, and they're like, "Hey, you want to play drums for us?" And I said, "I'd like to try singing a little bit." And then got literally that was like November and of 2019 or 2018, and then what was COVID like February
March
of that
2020,
next year?
Yeah.
yeah, that next year. So I was like, "Oh, I like doing this." And then, yeah, with Aiden too, we just started jamming stuff in the basement, and it just kind of came together, you know?
Wow. Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with Power Takeoff, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Normally an electric band, you guys are performing, you're performing a little electric and a little acoustic tonight. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called All the No's. It peaked at number 27 on the mainstream rock charts. Tell us about this song before you play.
This is one of those songs, and every night we do it, and I always kind of just say it's about hopes and dreams, believing in yourself, not taking no for an answer, and the song is called All the No's Will Never Last Forever.
I love it. Power Takeoff, live in the lair. If you want to call or text your questions for Power Takeoff, you can do that right now, 844-967-2789. Call or text us, the Civic Media app, live in the lair. It's Power Takeoff.
Take me back in time to
How cool is that? Power Takeoff live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Don't forget, you can call or text the show right now, 844-967-2789.
Please do. All right, that was totally awesome. We're off in the lair here. Let's get to know the band a little bit. Jake Ripp, he plays bass in the band, but tonight let's give the drummer some. Drummer Aiden Slim. Slim Tice. Now I'm getting it right, Slim?
Nope, you're good, yep.
You're standing in tonight on bass. You're normally the drummer. Tell us how you got started in music. I mean, I'm thinking your dad had a part to play in that.
Yes, he did. Being in the Weisenheimers, my dad has always been one of the biggest influences of everything. He kind of put me on the drum set. I kind of fell in love with Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley and kind of just kept rocking and rolling all my life.
The whole life.
Well, how does it feel at 18 years old to be on a record label with your songs charting well?
It's pretty cool, you know. I've never experienced it. This is kind of like, I don't really know. I just think it's really cool. Kind of can't wrap my mind around it.
And you play bass, too, besides drums?
Yeah, and I also play guitar, but I like playing drums the best. That's kind of my calling.
A drummer at heart.
Can you rap cable?
I can rap cable.
I think that's a standing question now for every drummer that comes in here. Because I'm horrible at rapping cables. Really? So Jimmy's always bringing up the fact that I'm horrible at rapping cables. Well, so now he wants to know if that's a drummer problem. Now, Scott, you're a drummer. You rap cables?
I can rap cables very well, but left-handed, though. Left-handed. Oh. So right-handed people have a hard time with my left-handed cables.
You're one of those guys. Oh, really?
Well, that's a unique answer. I haven't heard that one.
So.
I cannot rap cable. And I'm not a drummer either, so it all works out.
We all have our talents, Jimmy.
Right.
Oh, well, Scott, Power Takeoff is signed with Stryker Records. Tell us about signing with the label and the success that's followed.
Well, I mean, we just kind of knew we always, Stryker Records is a great label out of Mississippi. Introduction label, where there's not, you don't get a big bonus or a signing or anything like that. But Chris is a great, he's become a great friend.
Chris Dobry.
Yep. And Chris went to Nashville with us when we were out there, and we spent 4 or 5 days with him and had a blast, and just really believes in the band. And, I truly believe he's one of those guys. I always say you surround yourself with good people, and he's one of those good people, you know.
Wow. How did you meet him?
Through our good friend Michael Alexander, actually. Oh, yeah. He's a friend. We dealt with that. Like, Scott Wilson is another guy that between Michael Alexander, Scott Wilson, there's kind of that little circle there.
Right.
And we were starting to run in that a little bit. And then through that, met Chris from Stryker Records. So.
And so it sounds like that they're doing a pretty good job for you, getting you in airplay.
Yeah, he works his butt off.
You're working up the charts.
Yeah, he works his butt off. We hope to hit the road this fall, looking at buying something a little more comfortable to ride around in.
Yeah.
And, a little better gas mileage. And right now we're using a pickup truck and a trailer. And we went all the way to Nashville in a pickup truck and a trailer.
Wow. Everybody fit in the same pickup truck?
Me and my wife flew, but these guys did the drive. But,
the truth comes out.
Did you all have like a love seat in the back pickup bed?
It's got some room back there.
But, just put some seatbelts on. It'll be all right.
There might have been some snuggling going on. I'm not sure.
Oh, boy. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Power Takeoff presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Dixie Cup. It's the newest song, and it was recorded in Nashville. Tell us about this song before you play.
This is one of those numbers that kind of always takes me back to young love, you know, courting a person, having a crush on a person, but maybe not knowing that they have a crush or you have a crush on them. You know, it's there's always that friend zone when you when you're younger, you know, and dating a girl that you're sometimes you're in the friend zone. And this is kind of a song about the friend zone, but maybe would like to be more, but kind of just letting you know if that makes any sense. So does that work for you, Jimmy?
I'm happy with that. Just check it out right now.
The friend zone. Yeah. Friend zone.
It's Max Inc. live in the lair. Take it away. Ready?
It just seems so obvious, but yet I must explain. And I am into you a bit too far. Silhouettes of past regrets and hearts of broken pain meter us on who we really are. But I could be the Kool-Aid in your Dixie cup, and I'm the one that always wanna pick you up when you stumble and fall, but it always gets closer to you. Your boyfriend's calling, and I can be your booty call Saturday night. And if you wanna talk, baby, that is alright. But I fall when you call, and I'm thinking of a table for two. But your boyfriend's calling. I can't eat your apple while I'm singing in the rain, but I don't care for what your friends might say. You and me make harmony, and yet it sounds cliche, but I don't care for what your friends might say. But I could be the Kool-Aid in your Dixie cup, and I'm the one that always want to pick you up when you stumble and fall, but it always gets closer to you. But your boyfriend's calling, and I could be your booty calling Saturday night. And if you want to talk, baby, that is all right, but I fall when you call, and I'm thinking of a table for two. But your boyfriend's calling. I am cool, got no regrets, like Romeo and Juliet. The ending that we never wish to see. I'm in all, you make the call, and there's no doubt that I can fall. But why do you pretend to me? But I could be the Kool-Aid in your Dixie cup, and I'm the one that always wanna pick you up when you stumble and fall, but it always gets me closer to you. But your boyfriend's calling, and I could be your booty call on Saturday night. And if you wanna talk, baby, that is alright, but I fall when you call, and I'm thinking of a table or two. But your boyfriend's calling. I am cool, got no regrets. Romeo and Juliet, the ending that we never wish to see. But your boyfriend's calling. I've been all, you make the call. There's no doubt that I can fall, but why do you pretend to not see me? But your boyfriend's calling.
How awesome. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music live in the lair with Power Takeoff. That was Dixie Cup. Kool-Aid in a Dixie Cup.
Yes.
Friend Zone. Booty Call.
You know it. We're all singing that song, right? Somewhere down the line. We're all guys here, you know. Alice even knows what we're talking about.
I was just going to say, just in time for the holiday for this old man here, I feel resurrected now.
Yeah. God bless us all. Thank you.
Oh, man. Ethan Schluter, guitarist.
Tell
us how you got started in music. How did you get the bug? I'm thinking your dad had something to do with this as well.
It's a good guess. He definitely did. Well, I mean, for a long time, I mean, I just was like, I don't want to do what dad does, you know?
Right.
But then when I was like 12, 13, and that seems to be like the age that a lot of people start.
Yeah.
I saw them play his band, the Foo Foo Dolls, the cover band.
Okay.
At Taste of Madison, and I'm like, man, I want to do that.
Really?
That's cool. You know, I don't know what it was. I just was like, that's awesome.
And you started out on bass?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah, until I was like 16-ish, maybe.
Yeah, and then you went, didn't you get a job at Dave's Guitar?
I did, yes.
And you were like a specialist there? Tell us about that.
It was fun. I mean, they had a lot of cool stuff there, a lot of like really high-end instruments. So that was really fun to, you know, and really cool like old stuff would come in the door.
Vintage,
dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And what are you doing now? What are you doing these days?
So I do this. I teach private guitar lessons.
Oh.
And then I also work at Guitar Center. It's not very fun, but,
it's
you
a
know.
Blast.
So you're doing guitar lessons now, too.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's great.
Yeah, it's really fun.
What's the best part about teaching guitar to somebody?
Seeing people improve.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it makes me proud sometimes. I'm like, oh, I started with them when they were, you know, at this point. Now they're, you know, here.
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to do a double dip of Last Crack because, of course, they're playing, them and a bunch of other bands are playing the Rocker Jamboree. And, of course, Schluter's your dad. Give us some dirt on Schluter.
Oh, yeah. What's dirt on him?
Give us one little tidbit that
is
no one knows.
There isn't. He's the best dad ever.
He's pretty squeaky.
He's awesome.
Really?
I'm so blessed to have him as a dad.
Now,
I respect that, but there has to be like socks on the floor.
Oh, geez. I'd have to think about that.
All right. Just think about it. Maybe we'll circle back to it.
Well, let's talk about Paul because, you know, he recently gifted you one of his prized Paul Reed Smith guitars.
He did.
How did you feel when that moment happened?
Oh, man. I mean, I was just so shocked because I know how much that means to him.
Yeah.
You know, that one and then the blue one. You
right.
know them both. You
yes,
know, those
I do.
Were his two for 30 years, you know. And so that one actually is the guitar that I learned to play on.
Wow.
So, I mean, extra cool for me, too, because he had gotten, like, other ones, and then that one was just kind of on the wall at home. So I'd take it home or take it off the wall and just start playing it. And, that, you know, that's kind of how I learned and on that guitar, too.
Wow. That is special. Yeah, because I've been around the planet with those guitars and him.
Yeah.
Now, Hank, it's your name in the band. Who's Hank? What's Hank? What's with these names in the band?
Scott, do you want to answer that question?
It's that one syllable where it's easy to go, come on, Hank, you know, or come on, Slim, you know, versus come on, Aiden. I mean, Slim, Hank, Aiden, Ethan, you know.
Too many
so
syllables.
It's easier just the one name and you just stick with that. And it's just easy to yell out guitar solos.
Nice. Okay.
I don't
now
know if he
that.
Likes it or not, but
no, I do. It's grown on me, and now that's what everybody calls me,
Hank.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about Power Takeoff going to Nashville and recording.
You want to tell her? You want me to? Or
go for it.
Well, I'll add anything if I forget. Chris through Stryker Records said I know this producer named Malcolm Springer, and we'd like you to work with Malcolm Springer and do 5 songs with him. We actually got to record at Peter Key's studio, and he's the piano player for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, wow.
So for us, you know, we were pretty excited.
Yeah.
And it was kind of that that barn kind of atmosphere, you know, kind of felt like you were recording in an old barn.
Wow.
It's new, but it's got that old vibe to it. Malcolm, we hit it off with him. He's kind of crazy, you know. Hopefully, if he's listening, it's all good crazy. But kept us on, you know, our toes and just kind of a wild man. And, yeah, we had a blast with him and got to hang out with him for 5 days and did these 5 songs. And he had a lot of great ideas and was real encouraging to us. And, you know, hey, you guys are, you know, great drumming, great guitar playing, great singing. You know, he was really kind of you don't always get that sometimes with guys, and it almost built up our confidence on you know, just being better players and believing in what we're doing.
Nice. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Power Takeoff, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Revolution, and it was recorded with Malcolm Springer in Nashville. Tell us about this song before you play it.
This is one of those songs I try not to fall in the category of being negative, but they're so around, you know, I always feel lately and what I'm not going to get into politics or anything like that. But I think there's a lot of people that disagree about a lot of different things. And there's a lot of headbutting going on. And this song Revolution, We Power Takeoff, our revolution is that we all are good to each other and we get along. And, you know, if you got something, you go after it and you want to do it. And there's, you know, I mean, I hate to say, you know, we want to make the world a better place, but it, you know, I mean, when we argue about stupid stuff, to me, we can all get along and help each other out and be positive with each other.
Can only hope, you know, and we are unplugged from politics here on a Saturday night. Call or text the show, 844-967-2789 from the Civic Media app is the best way to do it. Live in the lair, it's Power Takeoff.
Song called Revolution, all right?
And I got a job and I can't complain. Not too much into hurt and pain, but I feel the way I do. But what is it to you? And everyone's got something to say. I'm old and washed up anyway, but what is it to you? These words I say are true. And you can't take my bright blue skies away. Stick it where the sun don't shine, the day is calling. We see the revolution, we need your sweet emotion. And heroes work on bleeding hearts, Superman, where do we start? Yet there's no one to blame, 'cause everyone's insane. And talk is cheap and the words you say, but I don't care for them anyway. But what's a boy to do when there's no point of view? And you can't take my bright blue skies away. Stick it where the sun don't shine, the day is calling. We see the revolution, your sweet emotion. If you want it, go out and get it. The revolution's what we're all waiting for. And if you want it, go out and get it. The revolution is upon our front door.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. Hey, we're going to be back with more live music from Power Takeoff live in the lair in just a couple of minutes. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips. and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Wisconsin's original Classic Arcade is back and better than ever. Aftershock Classic Arcade at 1444 East Washington Avenue in Madison. We are the largest Classic Arcade bar in Wisconsin, featuring over 100 video games, pinball, and more. Our full bar is stocked with all of your top shelf favorites and the best regional craft beer in cans and on draft. Perfect for parties and events. And if it's your birthday, you get $5 in free tokens. Come play the greatest arcade machines of all time at Aftershock Classic Arcade, dedicated to the preservation of fun.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, Saturday night here. We're live in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group, 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Rocker, we got double dips from all the bands playing at the Rocker Jamboree. And we'll have a lot of details about the Jamboree coming up in 9 o'clock. And Rob Roberts has After Hours at 10.
So that's going to be Last Crack, Magic 7, Mind Ox, Electromag, and Subatomic. That's going to be one heck of a double dip hour, Jimmy.
Yes, it is.
We just heard the title track to your new album, Revolution, which will hit the streets on May 2nd. Six more songs recorded this past February by Malcolm Springer in Nashville. How exciting is it to be on the cusp of releasing your second album?
Is this a question for me here?
Yeah, sure.
I can't believe I being a drummer, and again, I told you a little earlier, I'm not much of a songwriter or anything. And I always consider myself to be a vessel from a higher power. So I'm just happy the songs seem to keep coming out of me and us, and just having a blast with it all. And just can't everything I write or that we write, I think we learn, we get better. And I guess just to see the improvement and I talk about confidence and stuff, yeah, too. And we're just, I feel we're getting our formula, just hitting our stride now at this point with our formula, and we hope to keep that going.
Being a new songwriter, have you learned anything from songwriting about yourself or about
quite
music?
Quite a bit. When I said, okay, I'm going to be a lead singer now, and I guess it's time to be honest with myself and honest with others, and you tell the story, You hope someone can kind of maybe grab onto that and see, or I felt like that, this next song I think we're going to do is one that, you know, a couple people have come up and said, the song called Honestly has really affected me, and it's really helped me. And wow. Maybe I'll get into what the song is about here.
Yeah,
a little
we'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah.
I just love that you brought in songwriting, or, you know, is storytelling. When you sing a song, is storytelling.
Yeah,
I really appreciate that. I love that about certain songs, and some of my favorite songs is a story.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a farmer by trade. I grew up on a farm, and
really?
Still am a farmer today.
Yes. I did not know that about you.
It seems like
Scott.
A farmer always has stories, doesn't he? Somewhere down the line, you know, willing to tell it. So,
and if you're a farmer, you can probably fix like anything, right?
I'm all right, but you know, I was good on, you know, not necessarily best in school, but pretty good on the school bus, if that makes any sense. You know, so
oh, that is
he
funny.
Could fix the school bus.
Yeah. So.
Nice. Well, yeah, tell us some highlights about the new album that's coming out. I mean, what can people expect on this album?
Pure enjoyment, rocker. I would probably just say again, too, it's kind of, I mean, this is really our third or fourth release that we've done. We've always kind of done them in hunks of four or five songs. And we've done our first recordings we did with Ethan's dad, Paul.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's always a pleasure to work with him. And he's got that great studio out in Mount Horb now, Megatone
Studios.
Yeah, so cool. And we like to record with him as much as possible. And usually when we do venture out, you know, we some people will say, well, why don't you record with Paul? That would make sense. But, you know, kind of what the further you go out and you try to make new contacts and make connections and meet people. And I think with this new five song, I hopefully people listen to it and go, oh, dang, those are five good songs. You know, that's my hopes for it anyway. So
now a little side piece of trivia. You used to work with Paul Schluter and John Mocknick at Sleepless Night Studios for many years.
Yep, for a long time. Yep, 10 years. That was.
And boy, hundreds of bands came out of that studio.
Yeah, yeah. My job was always call the bands for money. So I was not the fun not the fun job. I was a studio receptionist, you know.
Oh, boy.
So I've heard quite a few stories from a lot of musicians, and you know, I love it all. So it's all good stories now.
Now, Jacob Rip, he's hanging out with his girlfriend in the Netherlands tonight, and he can't be here, but give the bassist some. He's the son of Chasers, Jim Rip. Tell us about JR.
JR is awesome. And yeah, in the Netherlands, which blows me away, met a girl on the internet, and she's
wow.
come here a couple times. This is his first time there. We do miss him, so we're playing as a four piece tonight. Nathan, you're doing a great job on the bass. But Jacob Rip, he's a neighborhood kid that went to school with my children, you know, and just started coming over to the house, and, you know, didn't know the Jim Rip story or anything with Chaser. And he started farting around with the guitar. And that was probably 5 years ago, something like that. And then Aiden, started jamming with him. And, you know, kind of Aiden taught him how to play bass and kind of been been our best buddy ever since, really.
That's incredible. What a great story. And what a great group of kind of people that you all knew, had these connections, and you put it all together in this brand new band, Power Takeoff. Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Honestly, and it will be on your new album, Revolution. Honestly, tell us about this song.
Honestly, I will. This is one of those usually at the shows too. If there's somebody out there that is your friend or somebody you care about or love, family member, or whoever that is, and they're struggling in life, it's a song that hopefully encourages you to go talk to that person, maybe give them some words of encouragement and try to make their world a little bit better of a place. So it's about just being a good friend. It's a song called Honestly.
Honestly, I'm loving Power Takeoff here. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Honestly, you should call or text your opinion, too. 844-967-2789. It's Power Takeoff on Max Inc. Radio.
You take it all, and you walk the move. Everyone has heard enough to feel your point of view. You're so far gone.
So mark the day. This time I have given up and you wanted it that way. Honestly, you know I could take you there. I can give you love if you want it. And so you run far from me to execute your power persuasion of anarchy. You take the stand and take it all. Thank me not for giving in, cause I know where I belong. Honestly, you know I could take you there. I can give you love if you want it. I can't see the peace that you find there. In your darkest hour, there's nobody to run to. Run away with me, there's a chance of normalcy. Take one look at time, you are the one I can find. One step in the day means falling back the other way. And we fight, come on Madison, and we fight, fight, fight. Honestly, you know I could take you there. I can give you love, it's up to you if you want it. I can't see the peace that you find there. In your darkest hour, there's nobody to run to. It's up to you if you want it. And there's nobody to run to. It's up to you if you want it.
Honestly, awesome. Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Power Takeoff is here. That's a fun song.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
Thank you. I really enjoy singing the harmonies and everything with everybody. Thank you.
If you're just tuning in now, if you want to catch the podcast later or maybe listen to the replay, you could do that. The show will replay tomorrow, Sunday, at the same time, 6 to midnight, and you get the podcast anytime on the Max Inc. radio page on civicmedia.us.
All right, let's get to know guitarist Mikey Delp, Cowboy,
Mikey.
Here in this band.
Howdy.
You're on guitars, though not a dad.
No, well, not that we know of.
Not that we know of yet.
Not on record.
Mikey.
Wait,
is
there someone on hold right now?
No, don't answer.
Okay.
Well, Mikey is the other dad in the band. Sneaky Past 40, you've been playing for a while. What is your backstory?
Well, I ran into Scott back when I was 15 years old at an open mic at Ward Brat back when that was still around.
Yeah.
His band, the Weisenheimers, were playing, and of course I knew them from the Packers song. So
yeah.
and then what was it, like a couple weeks later, out of the blue, I get a phone call. I didn't live in Madison. I lived in Gratiot, Wisconsin. I don't know if anybody knows
where that's even know where that is.
Middle of nowhere.
Say the name again.
Gratiot.
Okay.
It's by Monroe.
Oh, okay. Down in Greene County.
Yep. Okay. All right. Yep. So yeah. So he reached out. He somehow found me, tracked me down, and we've kept in contact through the years. We played in a few different bands, and then we kind of grew apart for a while, and then 2019 or whatever, I got another call out of the blue, and here we are all over again.
Well, now how did you get started in music?
Well, I didn't have any parents that played music. I just kind of was drawn to it, I guess.
Wow.
I played a lot of different instruments. I always wanted to play guitar.
Oh,
I always wanted to play guitar, but My parents wanted me to learn piano first.
Yeah, of course.
So there was a lot of piano. I hated it at the time, but I'm so thankful for it now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Everybody says that. Yeah. I hated it at the time.
Yeah.
Did you, it's the foundation stuff. Of everything.
Do you still use piano now with either on stage or recording or just writing a song or something like
I
that?
I should. I should. I've got a little keyboard that I've always wanted to bring on stage. So maybe that'll show up here soon.
Don't rule it out.
What are a couple of the bands that you've been in previously?
Well, Scott and I were in Pine together.
Okay.
We were in Johnny Rocker and the High Rollers together. Oh,
yeah. I remember that band.
I think that's all that
That's your big ones?
Yeah, that's
seven,
all, that's all
seven
I got.
7 years on Johnny Rocker. Yeah, it was quite a few years.
So now, Power Takeoff played Bratfest at the Align Energy Center in Madison last year, and you're back at Bratfest this year on May 23rd. Tell us about playing this, pretty big event in Madison.
Well, we always love it, and we're spoiled to be able to play it. This year, we are filming a music video for the song Revolution that
really?
We did a little earlier. Yeah,
at Bratfest while you're playing?
At Bratfest, yeah.
Oh, so it'll be like a live performance video?
Yeah, yeah.
So the crazier the fans, the better, right?
Yeah, yeah. The thing with Bratfest, though, is you go, oh, Friday night, 7 o'clock, that's a great slot. But if it rains, Sunday at noon is a good slot, it's all Mother Nature.
Well,
right?
My band Ironplow was set to play there last year, and we got rained out.
Yeah, a lot of people did. We were fortunate. Yeah. We were able to play and just so lucky that way. And, we went to that event that Michael Alexander had at the Crystal Grand, the Bratfest, and the bands that didn't get to play.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was
a
fun event.
Yeah, we played
event.
There, too.
Yeah, that was a fun thing. That was a fun thing. So,
yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, yeah. I always enjoy the camaraderie in meeting. There's just so many musician friends you have, and they're all in the same place, really, on the same weekend, right? I mean,
and Bratfest, are you guys opening for Ace Frehley?
I think we play the opposite stage. I think when we get done on the main stage, Ace Frehley plays the grand stage. So I think we're like the stage over, but we're not on the same stage as Ace Frehley.
I think that Bratfest is so great that they have these, really big national bands, but they have local bands too. There's plenty of local bands playing at Bratfest.
But you walk around. I mean, how many people do you see when you make that lap to go? Absolutely, Jimmy.
You
that's
see
you
everybody.
Nailed it. Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of good people.
Well, half my friends are the celebrity brat servers too.
Yeah, right. So you know everybody.
it's a lot of fun at Bratfest. Now, who in the band will eat the most brats?
Jacob, our bass player.
Yeah. Yeah.
He sticks them in his pocket and takes them home.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know?
He doesn't, but I swear.
Do you know what the record? How many brats?
I think he did six one time. And
that's pretty good.
He ate my brats. I said, you can have my brats even. So.
They have a pretty good brat selection in the band, in the green room backstage.
Yeah, definitely.
There's every kind of brat that I think that they make.
Yeah.
Even the non-meat ones.
Yep.
I got to fire up the grill here. I'm getting hungry now.
Sometimes the Nationals play and then they kick you out and you're like, oh, I don't have the brat buffet anymore.
Yeah. I need another brat.
Right, right.
The brat buffet. That's like, that should be a song right there, man.
It should be.
The brat buffet.
I don't know. That's kind of weird.
That might be a little weird.
We're not talking about the sausage party. We're talking about the brat buffet.
Oh, boy. We're going somewhere we don't need to go.
Yes.
Let's get back to live music in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Between You and Me. And it's an old song from your first record, and it peaked at number 39 in the mainstream rock charts. Tell us about this song.
This is a song that was kind of written. Ethan Hank had a girl at one point, and I remember them walking together, and I was like, oh, what a cute couple, and they look so happy. And it took me back to me and my wife, and it is our 28th wedding anniversary today, me and my wife. And it took me back to so happy anniversary, babe. But it took me back to that young love and Between You and Me. It's just kind of a song that just early stages of a relationship, kind of nervous, but yet giddy and excited. So
Kool-Aid in a Dixie cup, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of one of those, a spinoff. Yeah, kind of that. So
Power Takeoff live in a Lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
Before you and me,
I never had my head straight. There's a spring in my step that's been gone for a very long time. Between you and me, no more messing around town. And you outshine the stars in the galaxy time after time. Before you and me, I never had no devotion. Now we wish and we dream and we hope for a much better life. Between you and me, I think we're gonna make it. It's like Jack and Diane or Bonnie and Clyde. So let's hop in the car and go for a ride. And this whole world gets crazier day by day. And there's one single truth, my heart always shines for you. And this whole world gets crazier end by day. And maybe you know it's true, but my heart always shines for you. Before you and me, maybe I was jaded. And it takes me a bit to admit that this is alright. Between you and me, I'm really loving this trip. So like Jack and Diane or Bonnie and Clyde, so let's hop in the car and go for a ride. And this whole world gets crazier day by day. And there's one single truth, my heart always shines for you. And this whole world gets crazier day by day. And baby, you know it's true, my heart always shines for you. My heart always shines for, my heart always shines for, my heart always shines for you. And this whole world gets crazier day by day. And there's one single truth, my heart always shines for you. And this whole world gets crazier day by day. But babe, you know it's true, my heart always shines for you. My heart always shines for you. My heart always shines for you.
Yeah. Hey, you have some shows coming up at the Firehouse at the Crystal Grand Theater. It's a beautiful theater in Wisconsin Dells. When is this show, this big gig?
Next Friday, actually. We are playing with Firehouse. What would the date be on that?
I believe it would be the 25th.
The
25th? The
25th. Okay. All right. Sounds right. Yes, come on out.
What's coming up in the future for Power Takeoff, and how can we keep up with you guys online?
Please check us out on Facebook, Power Takeoff Band, powertakeoffband.com. Spotify, check out our music, Apple Music, Stryker Records. Just check us out. Every road kind of leads to the same road, right? I mean, all the outside. But, yeah, there's schedules, and come out and see us anytime. Love to see you.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in the studio tonight to chat with us and perform live here in the Lair. The last song you have for us tonight is called Yard Bull Blues. Is this a song from the new record?
Yes, it is. This one we've recorded a couple times. This is one of the first songs that I ever wrote. And this song is, I don't know if you're familiar with Yard Bull Blues, but there is an old bull that roams around in the yard. And he gets a little bored with the female cows, and he's got the yard bull blues. And this is referred to as the COVID years. Everybody had the yard bull blues, right? So that's what this song is about.
Let's get into it right now. Power Takeoff, live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
The yard bull blues, and he's hitting the town.
partying hard till the sun goes down. Chasing all the chicks in the barnyard pit. Now the saddle's up, never wants it that way. Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the yard bull blues and they're hitting the town. They got the yard bull blues. 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 Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the yard bull blues and they're hitting the town, Lonnie. The yard bull blues rather here to stay. Farmers, get your chicks, shake it out of the way. They're going on strong and they're having a time. Ringing at a party till the count of nine. Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the yard bull blues and they're hitting the town. They got the yard bull blues. 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 Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the yard bull blues and they're hitting the town. Come on. We got the yard bull blues. We got the yard bull blues. They got the yard bull blues. We got the yard bull blues. And ooh. All right, hey, we'd like to thank Rocker and Jimmy for having us out here. Alice in the back, happy Easter to all ya. We hope you're having a good time. We know that we did. We hope to be back on your show sometime soon, Rocker. Thank you. Happy Easter! JR plays the bass, we got no saxophone. Summer, there's a Jimmy on a slide trombone. Jerry D. Lewis, a great balls of fire. Mustang, Savage, she lost a tire. All of my friends, we'd like to gather around. We got the yard bull blues and we're hitting the town. We got the yard bull blues. 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 Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the yard bull blues and they're hitting the town. Hey! Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the yard bull blues and they're hitting the town. Hey! Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the yard bull blues and they're hitting the town. Thank you. Thank you, Rocker. Thank you.
Absolutely outstanding.
We are Power Takeoff. Thank you.
Power Takeoff live in the lair. Thank you, gentlemen. That was
wow, fantastic.
A little rock and roll in the lair. Hey, check it out. We got double dips of all the rocker jamboree bands coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Rob Roberts has After Hours. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The defense secretary and Signal in the news again. Pete Hegseth included his wife and brother in a Signal chat detailing U.S. attack plans in Yemen, according to reporting in the New York Times confirmed by ABC News. ABC's Alex Prochet.
Now, this information reportedly shared is essentially the same attack plans he shared in a separate Signal chat that included the editor of The Atlantic. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz took responsibility for adding The Atlantic's editor in that situation.
But this one was created by Pete Hegseth himself. Twister warnings up right now for three states, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois. An overnight twister in Spalding, Oklahoma, killed one person and injured two others. Vice President J.D. Vance is off to India tomorrow to negotiate a trade deal. More rich Americans are opening Swiss bank accounts, reporting CNBC, as part of the de-Americanization of their portfolios. This is ABC News. The VP and